on the ticket. And with the story this week in the paper about the high school football coach who is a she, thought would lead us into this segment, Jobs Women Should Not Have. That would be one.
It's not breaking news. Hey, Cookie Monster.
Natalie Randolph is the woman in Washington, D.C. who won the job, the head coaching position at Calvin Coolidge High School in D.C. And apparently, in this article, they say she beat out several former NFL players and other, you know, pretty qualified male coaches to get this. She's a former track star, and she is a former football player. She played semi-pro women's football for the D.C. Divas,
I believe it was,
in the Women's Football League. So she's had some football experience. But when we first heard about this last spring, when she got the job, you just thought, how's that ever going to work? A woman football coach at the high school level.
Worked in a movie, didn't it?
What's that?
You worked in a movie.
Coach, right?
Well, Wildcats, I thought it was.
What was the Kathy Lee Crosby movie? Wasn't that Coach, and she was the female coach of a high school football team?
I just remember the Goldie Hawn.
Wasn't Jaws.
I just remember the Goldie Hawn movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Goldie Hawn. Okay, yeah.
That was...
Yeah, I know.
Well, you have the basic problem of the female coach being in the locker room. So the guys have to be all covered up.
She says she gives them a one-minute warning.
Okay.
She hollers at the door, get your pants on, and then she'll walk in a minute later.
Look... These are tried and true gender roles. Women should not be coaching boys at that high level. If it's PBA, maybe if it's elementary, something like that. After a certain point, don't you kind of like gender roles a certain way, even in jobs? I'm all for equal pay, equal work, but do you really feel safe when you're exiting the plane? You see are you getting on the plane? There's kind of a female pilot up there.
No, I don't.
And you're looking and you notice that the rearview mirror is all cocked down towards her rather than
putting on her
looking
lipstick.
Backwards. Yeah.
No, in fact, we got on a plane one time and my wife was uncomfortable that we had a female pilot.
Right.
She wants to see a graying man sitting in that cockpit.
Right.
Sully.
Sully. Maybe yeah. Sully.
Captain
sure.
Over.
Yes. I'll give you Sully.
Not Captain Over.
Hey, what about Nancy Lieberman? She's getting ready to coach that D-League team. Why are you backing away?
What?
You.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, you did kind of back away from the mic.
She's getting ready to coach that D-League team in Frisco this season.
See, I've always been uncomfortable with females coaching males, but I'm also uncomfortable with the male women's basketball coach. I always think...
You think that should be female?
Like yeah. Bill Laimbeer was?
Yeah. It's like, couldn't you have gotten a job coaching a men's team? I mean, what's going on here? What's
Gino Auriemma at UConn?
Where did you take that fork in the road and choose the female way? Yeah, just, I don't like that role flipping.
She's coaching a D-League team?
Mm-hmm. What do you think the D stands for?
Double-headed?
Well, I wasn't expecting that answer.
I wasn't either.
It's developmental.
Okay. That's the answer I was looking for.
Yes,
yeah.
Developmentally.
Fine with me. I don't care if it stands for that.
You stop it. You, Craig, stop it.
Yeah, Craig just had another D word he mouthed to me.
All right, some other jobs that women should not have.
Mouthed it hard.
President.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right? We can all agree on that. Yeah.
Wouldn't we all be a little shaky if it was Hillary or Palin in the White House?
That was a little scary last November.
I know a lot of women who think that.
Really?
Yeah.
So a lot of women have the same thoughts we do about women.
Which is strange. You know, these women who are, you know, once again, they're feminist in a way. Right. And but they just kind of like a man doing that job. It's, just feel a little more comfortable. I bet you if you polled P1 women, and we all love to poll them, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
That you'd find out that a lot of P1 women have...
Similar thoughts.
They kind of like men in certain jobs and women in other jobs. Like if you were a woman, it seems like to me you'd want a female gynecologist, right?
Yes, right. Absolutely.
But don't you want a male brain surgeon? If you had to get the cranial screw top method done on you.
Get that cat out of here.
Don't you want a guy doing that? Because the girl, if she, you know, oh, I nicked his hypothalamus, and then she runs out of the room crying, and then another nurse has to go chase, I'll go get her, I'll go talk to her and everything. And then she's out in the hall on her cell phone for 10 minutes telling her friend what she did and crying, and then they get to talking about other things they're doing, and next thing you know, she's in the waiting room with a glass of Chardonnay, and you're like, you gotta get back in there.
How about any kind of driving job? Like if you have a female cab driver or bus driver, doesn't it make you a little uncomfortable? Anytime they're behind the wheel.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
We know Rich hates race car drivers.
Have you ever seen a female cabbie? I don't think I ever have.
Interesting.
I did once on Taxi Cab Confessions.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But that's the only time I've never had one.
I've seen.
I hate that show.
Why?
Because it's just so...
What are you guys doing tonight?
Yeah.
Where y'all going?
Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked by that. Okay, but... And going the other way, there are some times where the male is probably not the best person for the job. You mentioned a couple of them, but at the start of school today...
The male elementary school teacher
right. is...
That's out.
A little odd.
Yeah. That's right out.
I think my kid's school had one a few years ago, and I don't believe he's there anymore. They don't even have a male...
And that's unfair.
I think it creeps kids out. I think it creeps elementary school kids out when they have a male teacher.
I think a little bit.
So what else is another good female job?
Wife.
Okay. Occupation.
Nurse.
Craig Miller.
You think nurse? Do you like the male nurse? Yeah. I'm confused by that. They need another name for a male nurse.
You know what? Oddly, and this may be the same thought with the doctor thing, I'm pretty confident with a male nurse.
I am too.
I like the male nurse.
I've adjusted to the male nurse.
Even for the sponge bath?
I don't know about that. I'd want the female there.
Yeah, I want an old woman doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want an old woman doing that.
Just so nothing might happen.
But don't you think they should have a different term than nurse? Assistant. Someone says I'm going to send the nurse by.
Doctor's assistant.
Medical assistant.
He should be, a male nurse should be just be called a doctor. And female doctors should be called nurses.
Greg Falkhawk.
Greg's a nurse.
Yeah. This is her fiance, Greg. He's a nurse. Oh. Well, that's wonderful. And then Greg's all kicked off.
Owen Wilson thought it was great how he was able to give back and give of his time like that. He's like, yeah, well, I get paid for what I do, too.
Yeah.
Hey, this isn't Meet the Parents talk.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's jobs you're uncomfortable women doing, or men. What's another man job that you're uncomfortable him doing?
Receptionist?
Yeah, that is a little weird.
Mm-hmm. We have one here.
Seamstress?
Is there receptionists?
Are there male seamstresses?
They're called tailors.
That's right.
Yeah, right, yeah.
What about the female delivering your news or your sports news? Have we gotten over that hurdle?
I think recently we've gotten over the female anchoring the evening national news.
Oh, yeah, that's a job that Craig says women shouldn't do.
Until Diane Sawyer, who does it very effectively. Katie Couric, terrible, but Diane Sawyer's really good at it. So I'm okay with that now.
The sports news?
Yeah, we'd rather
have
a guy.
No, that's fine. What about play-by-play, though? Football play-by-play.
There is one that does college football play-by-play.
Pam
Ward, yeah. Uh-huh.
That should be a man. One of our P1 females. Females.
What?
Okay. Very nice.
One of our P1 females says that firemen, she doesn't want a woman fireman. If someone's breaking into her house to save her, she wants a guy fireman.
Is that allowed? Are there women firefighters?
I don't know. It seems like
so.
Physically, I think there are.
Boy, physically, it just doesn't seem like they could do that.
They can work with hoses.
All the weight they have.
Are we all okay now with the female cop?
Yeah.
I think so.
But there for a while, a lot of people thought, no, you can't have female cops. And now we got used to that idea.
You're not as intimidated by the female cop. You think you'll be able to sweet-talk her.
Right. You do think that. And it's worked out for me several times.
That gun has no gender, though.
True.
Right. My gun does.
What about the female soldier? We're all okay with that now?
Uh-oh, Giorgio. Look at him. Mm. He's not so convinced.
George Dunham.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Because physically, they're not up to the task like a male would be.
Physically, and then it just brings up just, don't you feel more uncomfortable when there's the female prisoner? As to what can be done to her, and it's just...
Why are you thinking about that?
Well, because it's a part of it.
Thinks about it a lot.
Okay, I've heard from several P1 females now are saying that I'm wrong about the OBGYN thing. That they prefer male.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So just from a few P1 females, they prefer the male OBGYN.
Aren't most of them?
No, I think that there's a lot more female gynecologists now.
I think Rich is right. I think most are male.
I prefer a male.
Well, that's an old drop.
Let's take a couple calls on this topic to Scott and Anna. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Morning, boys.
Morning. Morning.
Hey, one of the more unnerving things is I've seen a female farrier, blacksmith, horseshoer, and that it was just one of these what is wrong with that picture sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't think the horse likes that.
Well, that didn't bother them so much, but all I know is this gal had guns on her that would make everybody else roll their sleeves down in embarrassment. And I guess it was almost like having a female bodybuilder, you know, walking around. It was just sort of unnerving.
Hmm. Female horseshoer, or furrier, is that what they're called?
Never
heard
that. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Not too equine for me.
Column and Little Elm, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
If I go into a hair salon and there's a guy about to cut my hair, I will turn around and walk out.
I'm with you.
Can't handle it. Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of with you. If you're in a salon type situation, it should be a female. Now, if you're going in an old school barbershop,
yeah. Right.
That's okay. It can be a guy there.
Mm-hmm.
But the salon with all the products everywhere and the music blaring and everything, it's got to be a gay guy. That's, I mean.
I'm sorry?
Oh, what? Anyway. What other jobs are women good at?
I don't know, Gordon. Do
teacher,
you have a list?
Teacher, hand. What's
that? Handmaiden?
Yeah, handmaiden.
Oh, that's what he's trying to say. Okay.
Chef? Cook? Does that matter? Or is it equal?
No. I think that's equal.
Okay. That's one of the rare jobs that it's perfectly split down the middle.
And most likely you don't know anyway.
All right,
you
how
never
about,
see him.
I got another one for you. Minister. The female preacher, minister, just kind of...
That doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got to be a man because we all picture God as a man.
Well, he is a man.
Yeah, he's got male genitalia.
Whoa, I'm going to back away from the microphone. I didn't know
that Craig would be talking about God's genitalia this morning.
I'm just saying.
I know you are.
I didn't know that anyone ever would.
When he took an earthly form, it was a man, right? Not a woman.
Yeah, but that's the
that
son.
Was the son.
But I was taught that
the father.
That
you're
it's
saying
the same
that
thing.
God the Father has male genitalia.
Probably.
Because what's going on right
we
now,
were
Daddy.
Created in his image, right? So,
well, yeah. What about women? Were they not created in his image?
As it were.
It's a tough one, pal.
They were created in his tranny image.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
New
literally,
low.
Jesus, please
new
save us.
Low on the ticket.
Please save us, Jesus.
So, any other jobs?
No, I'm pretty much out of them now.
Dictator? Female dictator, does that work?
Dictator. No, it's a contradiction in terms.
Unless Hillary gets elected, then...
Thank you. Thank you.
All right,
what about prostate exam? Would you get a prostate exam from a woman?
Sure.
No.
You would.
I did last night.
Well, he's just rolling them out there.
All right, 8:33 on Sports Radio 13.